Every Rhode Island school child learns that Pawtucket was the Silicon Valley of the 18th century, the city where the American Industrial Revolution began. What's left of that era today? Moldy memories in the Slater Mill Historic Site. More people, probably a half a million or so this summer, will flock to Pawtucket to see the Boston Red Sox top minor league team, the Paw Sox, play at McCoy Stadium, then tour Slater Mill or view a play at the city's other celebrated cultural attraction, the Gamm Theater. Pawtucket city government values the Paw Sox and wants to keep them. Rhode Island baseball fans want the team to stay, and the team's owners have abandoned their original plan to move the franchise from Pawtucket to a new stadium in downtown Providence. Providence Mayor Jorge Elorza never spent any political capital trying to steer the stadium to the capital city. Once the late Jim Skeffington, the Paw Sox first president, asked for a taxpayer subsidy of more than $100 million for a new ball field and the no new stadium bumper strips appeared on the east side, Elorza and Governor Gina Raimondo walked away. But Pawtucket Mayor Don Grebian has been huddling with the team's new leadership, including Paw Sox President Larry Lucchino, a veteran Major League Baseball executive who has been deeply involved in stadium construction, including the historic renovation of beloved Fenway Park. The negotiations among representatives of Raimondo's administration, Grebian, and the Paw Sox have yet to produce a concrete plan. But the torrent of criticism continues as skeptical Rhode Island taxpayers, having been burnt by the 38 Studios fiasco, are wary of any deal that includes a public subsidy. Rhode Island's tiny, colicky Republican General Assembly caucus is trying to make political hay out of any stadium plan. Senate Minority Leader Dennis Algier of Westerly called any potential state subsidy a, quote, risky, risky proposal, unquote, even though there is no specific proposal. Raimondo's Commerce Secretary, Stephen Pryor, is working behind the scenes to ensure that any state investment in a new stadium is minimal or limited to surrounding infrastructure, such as road and utility improvements. Among the ideas negotiators should explore is whether a new stadium overlooking the Blackstone River in downtown Pawtucket could be self-supporting. For example, how much money could be raised by a modest per-ticket tax of, say, a dollar or two? Could some portion of the sales taxes generated by the hot dog and beer concessions be allocated to pay off a stadium? So far, the Paw Sox have not had any public offers from other New England cities willing to build them a ballpark. But if a new Pawtucket stadium falls through, a city, likely Worcester, would probably try to lure the team. Rhode Islanders should realize that 38 Studios has nothing to do with a stadium proposal. Yes, Curt Schilling was a Red Sox pitching standout, but his video game company really had nothing to do with baseball. It was all about his adolescent dream of becoming a big-time video maven. Anyone who believes that Raimondo, who's gearing up for re-election, will embrace any stadium plan that looks like a bad deal for taxpayers believes in the Easter Bunny. Ditto for House Speaker Nick Mattiello, who barely won re-election in his Cranston district last year. The Paw Sox are a civic treasure, great baseball at affordable prices. Yet a ballpark does not generate many good jobs. Pumping beer taps and cooking fries does not a living wage make. So the owners must understand they won't get the same state incentives as, say, General Electric. But Rhode Islanders have to understand the Paw Sox are not a charity. Owners want a new ballpark, not a renovated McCoy Stadium that will draw more paying fans and provide space for functions. Now's a great moment to allow the negotiations to marinate. Let's see what the Paw Sox and the Paws come up with. At this point, listening to the Just Say No stadium jeers means a crumbling McCoy Stadium with no team and Rhode Island summers with no AAA baseball.